All right. So what's your name?
Ricky Barnett.
Where are you from, Ricky?
Miramar, Florida.
And you work as a paramedic there?
Paramedic and a captain in the fire department.
Cool. So you currently working as a firefighter also?
Firefighter and paramedic both.
Cool. So I heard that you had a pretty crazy worst call you've ever been at. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, a couple years ago we got a call for a car fire. And that's it just came in as a car fire. And we dispatched an engine and a rescue, which is our ambulance. I was the officer on the rescue that day. As we go en route, they gave us an update that there's a person trapped in the fire. Changes the whole scene of it. So it was a Sunday night. It was around 11 o'clock at night. As we pulled up, it was a suburban area, neighborhood, residential. We got, and there was a late, pretty new Corvette fully involved. And about maybe 10 yards away was a person that somebody had pulled out of the car with approximately 90% burnt. Mm. As I approached the person, I was not in full gear. I was still wearing my jumpsuit. The car is still burning behind me, and then the patient still starts talking to me. So he's now talking to me, 90% burnt.
Jeez.
With the fire burning, you know, the gas tanks dropping in the Corvette, which is fiberglass. So now it's, you know, getting a little more intense. So we end up getting quick load. We loaded the patient into the ambulance, waiting for the helicopter to land. We're going to airlift him out of there. My priority was to sedate him and intubate him, mm-hmm. knowing that he's going to swell up and eventually his airway will close off. One of my guys, I honestly don't know how he did it, got an IV with the first stick.
Wow.
Which is pretty incredible.
It is.
We went ahead, gave him some Versed, went ahead to sedate him, and then we were going to go on and we do our SI in the field. So mm-hmm. we're going to go with the paralytics also. So as we were going into the paralytics and stuff, he was a difficult intubation. Ended up, the air rescue had landed. The medics on the helicopter got into our truck. They helped with the intubation, and nobody could get the tube on him. So we ended up just starting to bag him and start driving to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So the air rescue guys actually drove with us in the truck to the hospital.
Wow. Halfway, and they just left the helicopter sitting there?
Well, the pilot, they told the pilot, hey, just meet us at the hospital.
Sure.
So halfway to the hospital, one of them ended up getting the tube.
Cool.
So we got the tube, and you know, the patient was still viable. And once we got to the hospital, they, you know, they took him in and started in the trauma center. Found out later, obviously, for different reasons, the patient did not make it. But after we went back to the scene and the police was there and everything had calmed down, we kind of got a whole story of what had happened. And apparently, he was kind of upset with his wife, which was soon to be ex-wife, and just called her on the cell phone and said, look out your back window and look what you made me do. And basically doused himself in gasoline and lit it on fire. So it was a suicide. And we didn't know it at the time, but we found out later it was actually a suicide.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing that sticks with you, huh?
Yeah, that happened probably 7 years ago, 6-7 years ago now.
Yeah.
So it sticks with you.
Yeah. What about a good call?
A good call. What would be a good call?
Something that stuck with you is like, wow, that was really cool. That'll stick with me in a good way.
Our city, you know, we border a lot of highways. Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of trauma. We get a higher ratio of trauma than most cities do. And we've had a couple, you know, high impact accidents that we've, you know, helped people out and actually made a difference.
Really stuck with you, or just kind of?
No, just kind of the everyday one, the one that, you know, nothing really sticks out.
Sure, just those ones where every day you go out and you save a life, and
yeah,
that's kind of what it's all about.
Pretty much.
Cool. Well, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us.
No problem.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.